Welcome to Hubbard Helps, a program that spotlights the people and organizations making a difference in Chicago. Now, here's your host, Rachel Kelso.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Performance art is an outlet to let our creativity shine and express ourselves. But the All-Stars Project is taking that one step further, using performance art as a developmental tool for underprivileged youth in Chicago. With us this morning to talk more about their vision and programs is Lauren Horn, Associate Director of the All-Stars Project of Chicago. Lauren, thank you for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Rachel.
You're welcome. You're the Associate Director of the All-Stars Project of Chicago. What inspired you to get involved with this organization?
I have been a part of the All-Stars now for 9 years, and actually I met the All-Stars Project right out of college through a program that we ran called the Activists for Social Development Fellowship. And interestingly, I was actually studying to be a teacher when I was in college. Growing up, I was one of those kids who knew that I wanted to change the world and I wanted to help people. And in my community, which was fairly affluent, mostly white, education was the way to do that. And it was sort of the natural trajectory is that you do well in school so that you can get a good job. And that's the path to success. And it was really through my studies in school and my travels that I was able to see and experience the social impacts of poverty and many of the barriers to education and opportunity that so many young people and their families in this country face. So when I met All Stars Project, I was introduced to this unique performance approach to development and this idea of working outside of the school day to create a parallel but complementary process that introduces young people to new experiences, new people, new opportunities, so that they can see the possibilities that are out there and want to become learners. And it was really that light bulb for me, that missing piece of what I was looking for. And I completed the 2-month fellowship and was hired on full time and never looked back. So it's been 9 years on staff, and I actually moved to Chicago to work with the All-Stars Project of Chicago in 2016 when we launched an expansion campaign here.
That's exciting. And I was actually just going to mention that. So funny you bring that up. In 2016, you launched an expansion campaign to establish a center for after-school development in the heart of downtown. So what does that center offer and how has it grown since it was built?
So actually, we are in the process of our campaign. We've actually been on the ground working in Chicago since 2007. But we're a national nonprofit, so we have a long 40-year history of grassroots organizing across the country. And our city leader, David Cherry, came to Chicago in 2016 to get us up and running. And we've seen so much growth and demand in Chicago for our programs. We've actually reached over 35,000 young people and their families, many of which who live in the south and the west sides of Chicago, those that are really hardest hit by poverty and violence. And so we brought our after-school development programs here and have just grown the program so tremendously that we launched this expansion campaign in 2016. And the idea is really to establish a center in the heart of downtown, as you say, which is a central location for our young people to come to, for our volunteers and corporate partners and all of the caring adults that are part of the All-Stars community to come together, to perform together, to play together, and really be able to create a new kind of relationship and partnership. So we're still in the process and in the campaign to establishing the center, but we really envision this to be a center for not only All-Stars, but for the city of Chicago.
What are some of the different programs that the organization offers to underprivileged youth in Chicago, and what kind of impact do you see come from those?
So we run free after-school development programs, and all of our programs use performance as a tool to help people develop. And we mostly work with teenagers, but our programs are open for anyone to apply. And we really have program and volunteer opportunities for people of all ages. So one of our core programs, which we ran when we were in person and we've continued now as we are virtual, is called the Development School for Youth. People shorten it to the DSY because it's a bit of a mouthful, but that involves young people ages 16 to 21, so in that high school, early college age. And through the program, they learn to perform as professionals, and they partner with Chicago business leaders who conduct workshops. And they also provide paid summer internships in their companies. So through the program, young people really get hands-on training on things like resume writing, networking, public speaking, mock job interviews. And they're also introduced more broadly to the world of business and to new opportunities that they never would have been exposed to or thought possible. And I love this when our young people go through the program. And for a lot of them, when they do the DSY program and they come into the loop into our partner companies, offices like Hilco Global or Equity Residential or JP Morgan, this is the first time that they're, one, navigating the trains to get downtown, two, navigating the loop by themselves and having to navigate a high-rise building and dealing with reception. So it's a whole new performance for young people, which is really transformative. On the flip side of that, our business partners who are leading these workshops and these internships, they share how transformative the experience is for them. I have so many conversations with our partners where they say, oh my gosh, Lauren, I got into this program because I wanted to help kids. And I have learned so much more from them during this process than I think I gave. And it's just really these beautiful new positive partnerships are created through the experience. So we have dozens of companies here in Chicago, Amley Residential, Near Gerber Eisenberg, Mindshare, who have all sponsored paid internships for our young people.
This is Hubbard Helps on Hubbard Radio Chicago. I'm Rachel Kelso. Today we're joined by Lauren Horn, Associate Director of the All-Stars Project of Chicago. The All-Stars Project operates free after-school development programs focusing primarily on performance art to help disadvantaged youth develop the skills they need to be confident, outgoing, and successful. How has the organization had to adapt during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Back in early March, All-Stars pivoted immediately to a virtual format in order to continue our programming because we were in the middle of our spring semester. And I was so impressed and appreciative that we really didn't skip a beat and were able to shift our programming and continue to keep our young people connected. So we had to make sure that all of our students were set up at home to have a laptop or a cell phone where they could connect to Zoom and they could still connect to the workshop. And then we had to work with them on this new virtual Zoom performance, which was so new. I mean, this was new for me and new for so many adults I know when we switched to virtual. And so we spent a lot of time working on that new performance with them. But we've really been able to be innovative and test some new programs and initiatives over the last year, which we're continuing and expanding and building on. And actually, we've seen this move to virtual programming has actually increased the number of people across the country who are able to participate in All-Stars activities. And actually, we've been able to extend our reach beyond geographic boundaries to connect people. I think the best example of this is through a new program initiative that we piloted last year called Development Coaching, that's a program that connected hundreds of business professionals and volunteers from really all industries across the country with a young person. We called them coaches and coachees. And so they worked one-on-one together for a four-week period. And we were able to see, because we were virtual, we had people joining from 20 different cities across the country and Canada, and people were able to connect cross-regionally as well. So some of our All-Stars Project of Chicago people may have been paired with a young person in New Jersey or San Francisco or New York. And it was really amazing to see. I mean, we had our official 4 weeks for the program, and so many of these relationships actually extended beyond and have continued today. And so we really saw a lot of success with that pilot. And so we're expanding that program to be part of our regular program initiatives this year, even as we start to think about down the road when we can hopefully get back together for in-person programming.
And what does the day in the life of one of your volunteers look like? Are you still accepting volunteers right now during the pandemic?
Of course. We have over 2,500 volunteers nationally, and they are really the heart and the soul of the All-Stars Project and make everything we do possible. So there's opportunities for everyone, whether you're a young person who wants to join the program or if you want to volunteer. I mean, we, now that we are virtual, we have created a volunteer leadership team, and we need volunteers who are helping us run the behind the scenes and special event work, or volunteers who want to be development coaches to pair one-on-one with our young people. As I said, we are expanding that program into next year. And we also, since we've shifted virtual, we've created these virtual experiences for people of all ages. So it ends up being mostly adults, but they're workshops and classes and virtual tours that we hold every week that are run by volunteers. So we did a fun virtual tour of the Louvre or a virtual tour of Yosemite and fun workshops, bread making and jewelry making, like really anything. So there's so many possibilities for volunteers. And we invite everyone to join our All-Stars community.
What are the best ways for those listening to help the All-Stars Project of Chicago?
Well, if anyone is interested in joining the community, either if they want to join our programs or know someone who would be interested in our programs, or if someone's interested in volunteering or becoming a corporate or philanthropic partner, we absolutely invite you to go to our website. That's allstars.org/join and fill out the form, and then someone from our team will be in touch directly about next steps and how to be involved. But that's allstars.org/join.
Excellent. And finally, what is the best part of being the associate director of the All-Stars Project of Chicago?
I think what I love most about my role and about working with All-Stars is that we invite everyone to be involved and to join our development community and build these new partnerships for growth. I mean, I think at a time when our world is really so divided on so many levels, it's more important than ever that people from all backgrounds, no matter your age, race, political, religious beliefs, have a space where they can come together to listen to each other, to empathize with one another, and really create positive change together. And historically, All-Stars has really been at the forefront of these new efforts to bring people from all walks of life together. And we continue that in Chicago, and we're continuing to grow our capabilities and be creative of how we can create these environments and spaces for change. So if I had to pick one thing, that's probably my favorite.
Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning and for all that you and your team and volunteers are doing for the underprivileged youth in Chicago. I wish you all the best of luck in this new year and beyond.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.
Our guest this morning has been Lauren Horn, Associate Director of the All-Stars Project of Chicago. For more information or to donate, visit allstars.org. And that's our show this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Rachel Kelso. Hubbard Helps is powered by Hubbard Radio, making a difference in Chicago.